4, chapter 12, verse 24. Chasya tasyakilam jagam dhatur avam devasya sanghina pashada iha sanprapto netum vam bhagavat puram tasyakila jagam dhatur avam devasya sanghina pashadaviha sampraptau netam pham bhagavat puram. Tasya is Akila, entire, Jagat, universe, Dhatu, creator, Avam, we, Devasya, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sanghina, who has the bow named Sangha, Parshado, associates, Iha, now, Samprapto, approach, Natum, to take, Tvam, you, Bhagavaparam, to the position of the Supreme Personality of God. Translation, we are representatives of the Supreme Personality of God and the creator of the whole universe who carries in his hand the bow named Sangha. We have been specifically deputed to take you to the spiritual world. Purport in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that simply by knowing his transcendental pastimes, whether within this material world or in the spiritual world, anyone who understands factually who he is, how he appears, and how he acts can be immediately fit for transfer to the spiritual world. This principle stated in the Bhagavad Gita operated in the case of King Dhruva. Throughout his life, he tried to understand the Supreme Personality of God by austerity and penances. Now, the mature result was that Dhruva Maharaj became fit to be carried to the spiritual world, accompanied by the confidential servants of the Lord. To achieve Vishnuloka is very difficult, but by your austerity you have conquered. Even the great rishis and demigods cannot achieve this position. Simply to see the supreme abode, the sun and moon and all the planets, stars, luminaries, and solar systems are circumambulating it. Now please come. You are welcome to go there. Therefore, even in this material world, the so-called scientists, philosophers, and mental speculators strive to merge into the spiritual sky, but they cannot never go there. But a devotee, by executing devotional service, not only realizes what the spiritual world actually is, but actually goes there to live an eternal life of bliss and knowledge. The Krishna consciousness movement is so potent that by adopting these principles of life and developing love of God, one can very easily go back home after the Godhead. Here, the practical example is the case of Dhruva Maharaj, where the scientists and philosophers go to the moon, but are disappointed in their attempts to stay there and live. The devotee makes an easy journey to other planets and ultimately goes back to Godhead. The devotees have no interest in seeing other planets, but while going back to Godhead, they see all of them as passing phases, just as one is going to a distant place, passing through many small stations. Here King Dhruva, could your forefathers or anyone else before we ever achieve such a transcendental planet, the planet known as Vishnuloka, where the Lord Vishnu personally resides, the highest of all, is worshipable by the inhabitants of all other planets within the universe, please come with us and live there eternally. Prabhupada, when Dhruva Maharaj went to perform austerities, he was very determined to achieve repose, never dreamed of his forefathers. His father was Uttanapada, his grandfather was Manu, and his great-grandfather was Lord Brahma. So Dhruva Maharaj wanted a kingdom even greater than Lord Brahma could achieve, and he requested Narada Muni to give him facility for achieving it. The association of Lord Vishnu reminded him that not only his forefathers, but every ancient form was unable to attain Vishnu Loka, the planet where Lord Vishnu resides. This is because everyone within this material world is either a karmi, a jnani, or a yogi, but there are hardly any pure devotees. The transcendental planet known as Vishnu Loka is especially meant for devotees, not for karmis, jnanis, and yogis. Great rishis or demigods can hardly approach Brahma Loka. And as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Loka is not a permanent residence. Lord Brahma's duration of life is so long that it is difficult to estimate even the duration of one day in his life. And yet Lord Brahma also dies, as do residents of his planet. And Bhagavad Gita says, Abrahma Bhuvano Loka Punara Abhijana Dina. Except for those who go to Vishnu Loka, everyone is subject to the four principles of material life, namely birth, death, old age, and disease. The Lord says, Yajyadvana Nivartate Tadama Paramama, the planet from which going once, no one returns is my supreme abode. Dhruva Maharaj was reminded, you are going in our company to that planet from which no one returns to this material world. Material scientists are attempting to go to the moon and other planets, but they cannot imagine going to the topmost planet, Brahma Loka, for it is beyond our imagination. By material calculation, traveling at the speed of light, it would take 40,000 light years to reach the topmost planet. By mechanical process, we cannot. We are unable to reach the topmost planet of the universe, but the process called Bhakti Yoga is executed by Maharaj Dhruva can give one the facility not only to reach other planets within this universe, but also to reach beyond the universe to Vishnu Loka planets. We've outlined this in our small booklet, Easy Journey to Other Planets. O mortal one, this unique airplane has been sent by the Supreme Personality of God, who is worshipped by selected prayers and who is the chief of all divine entities. You're quite worthy to board such a plane. Purport according to astronomical calculations, along with the pole star, there is another star which is named Shishumara, where Lord Vishnu, who is in charge of the maintenance of the material world, resides. Shishumara Dhruva Loka can never be reached by anyone but the Vaishnavas, as will be described in the following slokas. The associates of Lord Vishnu brought the special airplane for Dhruva Maharaj and then informed him that Lord Vishnu had especially sent his airplane. The Vaikuntha airplane does not move by mechanical arrangement. There are three processes for moving in outer space. One is the process known to modern science called Kapputa Vayu, coming to outer space and Putta means ship. There is a second process also called Kapputa Vayu, Kapputa means pigeon. One can train pigeons to carry one into outer space. The third process is very subtle. It's called Akash Patana. This Akash Patana system is also material. Just as the mind can fly anywhere one likes without mechanical arrangement, so the Akash Patana airplane can fly at the speed of the mind. Beyond this Akash Patana system is the Vaikuntha process, which is completely spiritual. The airplane sent by Lord Vishnu to carry Dhruva Maharaj to Shishumara was a completely spiritual transcendental airplane. Material scientists can neither see such vehicles nor imagine how they fly in the air. Material scientist has no information about the spiritual sky, although it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. We are representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the creator of the whole universe, who carries in his hand the bow called Sangha. You know, it's specifically the beauty to take you to the spiritual world. So here the servants of Vishnu speak, that is Nanda and Sunanda. And they explain here that they will take and do a spiritual planet. But actually they take him to Dhruva Loka first, which is within the material world. Just described here how the other planets are circulating, circumambulating this pole star, the North Star. And later we'll see he goes there, but we should also realize that eventually he goes to the spiritual world, because sooner or later everything is finished in this material world. However, even in Dhruva Loka, he has the Supreme Lord, the Vishuddhudas took him there, so therefore it is like the spiritual world, because the Vishuddhudas went there. So therefore it is a very difficult place to go for ordinary people. It is a place only for those who have perfected devotion. So he took the two servants of Vishnu, somehow were able to transfer to that place. So it's described here that they had a particular vimana, which literally means a vehicle which flies in the air. So this very special vehicle was able to take him to that planet. So as we know, one cannot go to a spiritual place by material means. And even in the material world, everyone is limited by particular means, so we can only use an airplane so far. We can use an airplane in the earth, we cannot use an airplane in outer space. So materially speaking, there are different types of vehicles for traveling in different places. However, the going to the spiritual world is completely different. We cannot use any material vehicle at all. However, this vehicle had an appearance like other vehicles. It looked like a vehicle for flying, but we should understand it's not actually the same. It's a spiritual vehicle. Just as in the spiritual world we have trees and water and animals and whatever, people, but they are not ordinary people. So in the same way, this vehicle may look like a material vehicle, but actually it wasn't. It was something that took Dhruva to a spiritual place. So we should not be fooled by appearances. Some things may look material, but actually they are spiritual. So the qualification for going there, of course, was that Dhruva had devotion. Though it mentions he did tapasya, tapasya is not actually the qualification for going to the spiritual world. It is the one qualification for getting liberation, but it is not the qualification for going to the spiritual world. So the spiritual world qualification is devotion. So if one has devotion, then the Lord is willing to take one there. Of course, as we see, Dhruva did yoga, he did tapasya, but the main process he did was bhakti. So he used these processes, but ultimately he meditated on the Supreme Lord with devotion, so that's his main process. However, it does mention these other things because these are things which people commonly recognize, so therefore they are given some mention so people can understand that he put some effort into going to the spiritual world. Of course, we can also take that the word tapas is also meaning bhakti, that one puts effort into devotion, and therefore with that effort one is able to attain qualification for the spiritual world. So, the Vishnudutas told Dhruva that actually it's very difficult to go to this place called Vishnupada, the place of Vishnu. But nevertheless, Dhruva has been able to do this. So he's actually a very, very rare person. And even other persons, devatas or sages, cannot achieve this place. So it is a very, very difficult place to achieve by normal means. At the same time, we see that the pole star is visible in the sky and that all the other planets move around it. So just as we pay respect to the deity by going around the deity, so the other planets pay respect to this, by going around it as the pole star, and they all circumambulate it. So it's some sort of sign of respect for that particular planet. So therefore it has a special place among all the different objects in the sky. That is very, very special. So the Lord himself has selected this planet as a very special place for Dhruva, and the Supreme Lord also dwells there with him. So it has a very, very special place. So within this material world, the Lord selects a place, and that becomes spiritual world. Just as the Lord selects Vrindavan and it becomes spiritual world. So he also, in the material world, he selected Dhruva Loka as his particular planet, and it also became the spiritual world. But therefore, normal people cannot enter there even by piety. They have to have devotion, because it's Vishnupada, is the place of Vishnu. And so other people could not go there. It was difficult for others to go there, even the Devatas, or Lord Brahma. Though they have devotion, their devotion was not to the proper standard. Whereas Dhruva did have the proper devotion, and therefore he's allowed to go. So, therefore Dhruva was very special. And it's also said, of course, that even his forefathers did not attain this place, which means Manu, Swayambhuva Manu, his father, and Lord Brahma, none of them also had achieved this place. So it is actually very, very rare. So in his whole family, he has an outstanding position. That does not mean to say that Brahma and Swayambhuva were not devotees. They were also devotees and were favored by the Lord. But Dhruva got this special place. So the Lord had great affection for him. And therefore we call this place the Dhruva. The pole star is Dhruva, named after Dhruva. The Lord gave him very special honor by giving him this special place according to his material wish, because he had the desire to rule somewhere which was greater than any planet. So therefore he got the Lord's planet in the material world, that is Dhruva Loka, and all the other planets are worshipping it by circling around it. So the Lord gave him a special benediction according to his material desire, Dhruva's material desire, though Dhruva actually didn't need a material desire. So here we see it became a spiritual desire, because he attained a spiritual place, not a material place, but nevertheless in the material world, so it was greater than all the other abodes, even Lord Brahma's abode. So in this way, the Lord fulfilled the desire of Dhruva, and at the same time did not make it a material thing. He made it a spiritual fulfillment. So in this way, the Lord shows his intelligence, cleverness.
Dhruva planet is a spiritual planet.
Yeah, it's in the material world, so we say it's material, just like Earth is material, but we say Vrindavan is spiritual. In the same way, that planet is material, but because the Supreme Lord has selected that as his abode, it becomes spiritualized, and a spiritual place.
So he also sharing some power.
Huh?
He also sharing some power with God.
Dhruva, yeah. And any devotee who of the Lord also has powers to some degree. But he's not interested in those powers. And so Charsti is one of the things of Sarupya Sarsti. The Sarsti means you get powers like the Lord. So they do get special powers. Devatas have powers, so devotees have more powers than devatas.
Whereas if we go to spiritual world, we don't come back. If you go at a spiritual world, we don't come back. But eternally we have been in the spiritual world, and when we come back to material world.
Then we can't. If you're currently there, you cannot come.
We have been there before.
Well, if you're eternally there, you cannot come back here, then it wouldn't be eternal.
And now if we go, then we are going to eternally?
Yeah.
But I heard that one time, only one time, Dimitri comes in material.
Huh?
Only one time.
Well, it's a long time, no beginning.
No, just if now came here now, if we once reach there, then no need to come here again.
What's that?
Now we are here, material. If once we reach there, then we need to come here again.
Yeah, no. For that's the promise of the Lord.
Yeah.
You do not come back. Stated in Bhagavan, Bhagavad Gita, and in Brahma Sutras, you do not come back.
So we don't fall down there? But
no.
But anyway, Krishna gives both, you know, liberation and love of God, you know. Krishna gives both liberation and then take them back to Godhead also.
Well, according to our sadhana, if we prefer to get this mere liberation in personal Brahman, you can award that also. Or you can award spiritual world with bhakti, according to our sadhana and according to our desire.
But our sadhana is we are taking that Krishna consciousness.
Hmm?
Our sadhana is that we are doing Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, so then we go to the spiritual world, not Brahman,
yeah.
Not liberation.
But even a devotee is not doing devotional service. But if you surrender to Krishna, Sri Krishna will protect him, isn't it?
Well, yeah, whatever every bhakti he's done is to his credit, so next lifetime he can also do bhakti. He gets protection, that type of protection from the Lord.
Kind of protection.
Even Ajamil was not doing bhakti, but he chanted the name of the Lord. He got free of all of his karmas simply by chanting Narayan accidentally. All his karmas destroyed, so the Yamadutas couldn't touch him. Huh? So bhakti in any form has great effect.
So we have to think of Krishna at the time of death.
Yeah, if you can. Even if you don't, it's okay for devotees because whatever they've done is to their credit. But if you can think of Krishna when you die, fine. Ajamil didn't think of Krishna or anybody. He thought of his son. Still, he got good affection because he chanted the name Narayan, at least.
ஆக்கு கொன்றால
ஆக்கு இல்லையா
ஆக்கு இல்லையா அங்க கொஞ்சம் இலை இருக்கு பழைய இலை கொடுத்து அமைக்கவா இல்லை ஏதாவது தாங்குமா? கண்டிப்பா
தாங்குறேன்
இருக்கு, அதுல ஏதாவது ஒண்ணு போவே இல்லை. வந்துட்டா எப்படிப்பா எப்படியாவது இலைக்கு ஏதாவது ஏற்பாடு பண்ணுவோம்.
வந்துதான் உடனே கண்ணை இல்லை வச்சுருங்க, ஒரு ஒரு இடத்துல
எல்லா இடத்துலையும் வச்சுருங்கப்பா.
ஃபஸ்ட்டு ஒரு ஒன்று வச்சுருங்க,
சரி
அப்புறமா பார்த்துக்கலாம். அது அப்படியே எடுத்துட்டு போகல, அது எங்கேயும் வந்துடும், ஒன்று வச்சா வந்துடும். வேற ஏன் அந்த அனுப்பதான் ஏன் காரணம் எனக்கு கணக்கு கணக்கு
Going on, huh?
Shifting, you know,
father.
Only thing, there is no current.
Your father was here day before yesterday. Father, mother. Goes and sold all his flats. Then he paid back the loans in the bank. Then he gave you 10 lakhs. He came out in the day. Got the breakfast and lunch. They were going to go to a gift to give it to the person.
Yeah.
So it looks like you take another one more big hand.
Yeah, for them, at least for us, we want to come, but only the current and water. Current and water, without current and water. Even I shifted the things, only water. Water is there, only there is actually one water and water.
But when we are there, then our
stands to be cleaned. And
where the workers will stay while we are moving. What is going on?
They are going, they are all gone. Only carpenters are staying. They will go tomorrow. They have finished, all the work is finished. No labor. We'll remove that hut. No.
Huh?
We'll remove that hut. No, no need for that hut.
Remove
that? Hut.
Remove the hut. Remove the hut.
Yeah. No need for labor. They may come in the morning and work and go. Now villagers know me. Finish all the work.
Inside?
Done. Yeah, all the work is done. Only that painting and all this is extra.
It's like you take the
electrical work.
And the tool is completely to finish.
Yeah, that will take. Put the things properly and shift. After things, 80% I shifted yesterday only. So 20% I got here. Just waiting for the water to come back. Water and current.
So
all the wire connection, everything is over.
But you have to buy the water.
Buy the water now.
So we will, we are already then, we will
yeah. But we are thinking twice now to do, because this Benjamin and Gopinath, they are talking to the people to hand over the road now. So they are interested now to hand over the road now. If that is happening this month, Benjamin wants to put a layout as a cell. So Benjamin has gone to Gopinath and is not stopping. So soon, one or two months, it will be handed over, I think. If it is handing, if they are handing over, and then the water will get, good water will get.
What do you have to hand over?
They have to hand over the road. Then the panchayat will give us water, security.
It's not the panchayat saying, no?
Yeah.
It's hand over the road to the owners, eh?
Water they will give, then septic thing they will remove, and then they will give road, everything they will give. Yeah. Srinivas Prabhu wanted to build a house.
He
wanted to build a house.
He wanted to
build a house. That is for the property purpose. This they want to build a family.
When is going to start?
They were saying within 6 months they will start. Like that they were saying. What are you saying? They have half a ground, so I think they will put duplex something like that.
Husband is going to work today?
He will know everything.
Yeah? Today is good?
Yeah, he will be good. They won't leave. Very difficult. They will never give leave. They never let you
leave.
Only Sundays they are doing now. Before they were not doing even Sundays.
Really? And now on Sundays you can do it?
Sundays.
So the father is staying with you now?
Father, mother? No. They are in Chetra. ஒரு மனுஷி ரெண்டு
மனுஷன் கோயில் பக்கத்தில் வர்றது அவ்வளவு ஈஸியா அதுக்கு நிறைய You have to have a lot of austerity to come here. And you are a great soul, that's why you are here. We are not able to come, even though we did that. So blessings could be
Maharaj and Vellamai sir.
இங்கே இருந்து கூட வரத்துக்கு அதுக்கும் பிளேசிங்ஸ் இருப்பார்.
இன்னைக்கு ரொம்ப ஹாப்பியா இருக்கு. மழை இருந்தா கூட எப்படியும் பகவான் வந்து கூட்டு வந்துட்டாரு. ஆக்சுவலா நான் வரதே இல்ல.
ரொம்ப லேட் ஆயிடுச்சு. ஒன்னும் இல்ல, வரும்போது ஒருத்தவங்களுக்கு காசு பணம் சொல்லி நின்றுக்கிட்டான். செக் வேணும்னு அதான் சொன்ன செக் போட்டு கொடுத்து வரதுக்குள்ள 10 நிமிஷம் ஆயிடுச்சு. கரெக்ட்
சார்.
நீல் கொஞ்சம் நீலும் உண்டாயி அது கூட பிரச்சனை பட் பனி ஏமேசி ஓடுன்றால அந்த வானம் நினைச்சு அத்தனை வாணி பெயிண்டர் வாணி ஏம் சொப்தினி நீ முத என்னோட இங்க கீழே வாணி ஏம் சேச்சா பூரா மேந்த சேச்சு இக்கட ரால அதுதான் வாடி சொத்த அடுத்துதான் இல்ல பெரியவங்க அன்னைக்கு ஏதோ ரெண்டு மூணு தினம் முந்தைய சொப்பினா என்னோட எட்டாம் தேதிக்குள்ள முடிச்சு கொடுக்கணும் அது பெட்டிக்கு வாழ் போச்சுக்கினாலே நேச்சதியாப்பா அவன் அதான் நேச்சதான் பா ஆமாப்பா நீ முடிச்சு கொடுக்க முடியாதுன்னு சொன்னனால இப்ப அவங்க ரெண்டு நாள் டைம் கெடுத்துருக்காங்க அடுத்த செவ்வாய் புதன் வந்துடுவாங்க நீ இது முடிச்சுட்டு இன்னும் நெக்ஸ்ட்டு சனிக்கிழமை ஞாயிற்றுக்கிழமை திங்கக்கிழமை இங்கே பண்ணு அதான் பேசி சொப்பேன் சரி நீ இப்போ நேட்டுக்கு இக்கட வேஸ்ட் தான் சொப்பின்டாடு ம்
பேசுறேன்
சிப்பி சிப்பி அடிக்கிட்டா
ஏமாறும்.
அவனு பாத்ரூம் வரைக்கும் பேசினாரு.
Thank you.
Thank you. போல்ட் நாமிலே பாக்க போறானே
இல்ல இல்ல நான் வாங்கி சொன்னேன்
நம்மள வாங்கி வந்து
பாத்து சொல்லிட்டேன் நான்
வாங்கி
வந்துறேன் வாங்கி வந்து இங்க வாங்கி வந்து
பாக்கலாம் நல்லா இருக்கு
அதுக்கு பாத்து வாங்கி வந்து நான் வாங்கி வந்து என்ன என்ன
ஏய் எட்டு வரணும் இல்ல தட்டி எங்க
நிமிஷம் தள்ளிப்போ எவ்வளோ தலை சுத்தாய்க்கிறா சொப்புத்தா பொறிஞ்சுக்காவல ஆசிட் வச்சுட்டார் ஆசிட் வாஷ் வச்சுட்டார் பாத்ரூம் அந்த இந்த தூரம் நான் பிள்ளைத்தான் நான் செவ்வா தலை சுத்தினு நான் வச்சு கூச்சிருந்தேன் அப்புறம் நான் வேணும்னே வேணாங்க ஸ்லம்பர் வாழ்தான்னு வச்சுருந்தாரு ஸ்லம்பர் வாழ் வச்சு எனக்கு அந்த சிஸ்டர்ஸ் வாழ் எத்திப்பட்டுன்னு சத்தியும் வாழை ஏமா எத்திப்பட்டினாரு அந்த தான் அக்கட உண்டே தான் வாழை எத்திப்பட்டினாரு சரி வாழை எத்தி பட்டின்ட்டாலும் நான் உண்டிகிட்டேன் நான் கிளியின் தாஞ்சி வாழை எத்தி பட்டின்னு சொல்லி பூச்சி பண்ணி செஸ்து அது டிஃபன் பாக்ஸ் கொண்டு வச்சிடண்டா நான் டிஃபன் பாக்ஸு காரில் வந்துட்டேன் நான் டிஃபன்
பண்ணேன்
நாக்கு டிஃபன் பாக்ஸ்
நான்
கொண்டுச்சுட்டானண்டா நான் அது கட்டிந்தி அந்தா கொண்டுச்சுட்டான்டா ஜஸ்ட் அது கொண்டாவால
கவரேஜ் ஜாஸ்தி ஈஸ்ட் டேஷன் வரேன் அப்படி அது மாதிரி சார் ஈஸ்ட் மாதிரி இப்படி குரூப்
வச்சிருக்காங்க அது சின்னதாக மோட்டிவேஷன் சார் நசம் இல்லையா நசம் இல்லை நான் ஒரு ஒருசாரி சுத்தமே நாக்கு கிச்சன் டேரக்டர்களே
சொன்னீங்க
அதுக்கு அது கிண்ட மோட்டிவ் ஓவர்னு ஒன்று
நான்
மிச்ச ஒன்று ஒட்டேஷ்
ஒரு வருஷம் நீ கண்டுபிடிக்க மாதிரியே உண்டு நீ தமே போயிட்டே ஆக போயிருந்தது ஒரு வருஷம்
கழிச்சு வருத்தங்க மாட்டேன்
அதுக்காக
ஆசிட் வாஷ் வாழ நியர்லி நின ஃபுல்லுங்க ஒரு பாத்ரூம் மட்டும் ஆசிட் வாஷ் ஒரு தினம் ஃபுல்லாக చేసి வாళ్ళకి ఒమారికి వచ్చి వాళ్ళు పోసినారు అనుకో చేసిదా అంత క్లీన్ చేసింటారు అంత చేసింటారు మంచి ముడిజల వాళ్ళ నుంచి ఎంతనో చేసింటారు వాళ్ళు టైల్స్ తిని చెప్పినారు కట్స్లో అది ఎత్తనే ముడిజల వాళ్ళ దగ్గర మెషిన్ లేదు అది ఎత్తలేని అది దాడి దగ్గర మాడో నాకు మాని కలుసుతాను నిండాక రండమే இல்லை மீர் கொஞ்சம் ரெண்டமே நேடாமா நன்னி உடிசேடிமா நான் நீ ராவடி ராக்காது நேன் தப்புங்க லக்க இச்சேசினிட்டா நேனாண்ட தப்பு இச்சேசினே
వాళ్ళంటే సార్ దీనికైతే ఇంత బాధ రావు లైఫ్ ఇస్ మేక్ ఇట్ సింపుల్ ఇంత బాధ చేసుకునే వాళ్ళు అలా పాలు కొట్టే రూపాయి అంటే పాలు కొట్టి ఇస్తారు మీరు కాస్ట్ వస్తే కదా అప్పుడు బాగా అయితే స్టిమ్ వేస్తుంది చాలా పొడి
నేను కారణం అంటే చేసి ఏం ప్రయోజనం
మత పత్రం సరిగా ఉంటే మన పత్రం ఏదైనా నీకు బాధరేషన్ రావాలని ఉంటాయి దాని నుంచి నువ్వు బాధ చేసింది ఇంకా బాధరేషన్ అవును బాధరేషన్ ఇదే డిసీజ్ ఎక్కడ స్మెల్ వాడు చెప్తున్నాడు సార్ నేను యాసిడ్ వస్తుంది నీకు 2 రూపాయలు కేక్రీ నేను కై కాలనా పాడు ఇప్పుడు ఇరుకు అలా ఒక ఈజీలో పన్నుంది
తలకు మూసుకుని చేసినా ఎట్లా వాడు నిజంగా నాకు పురుంజల వాడు ఎట్లా చేసినాడు
నెక్స్ట్ వాష్ చేసి
వాళ్ళు ఏమి ప్రాబ్లం వాడికి అయిపోతుందంట వాళ్ళు మరి చూస్తున్నారు కదా దాని ఎక్కువ తెలుసు అందులో మెషిన్ లేదు వీళ్ళని వచ్చి వీళ్ళే ఉండే మెషిన్ వచ్చిన మెషిన్ అది వచ్చి ఇది నరాన్ని పెట్టుకుంటున్నారు అది అడిగి అడిగి ఇయ్యలేదు సో వాళ్ళు అట్లా ఆ కళ్ళు టైల్స్ వాడు వేసినట్ట ఇంత ప్రశ్న లేదు ఆ టైల్స్ వేసిన ఇప్పుడు దాని మీదనే వేరే బ్లూ కలర్ అదే మాదిరి కలర్ వేసి ఆపి పెట్టేసుకొచ్చినారు సో దాన్ని అడిగినడిగి నేను టైల్స్ వేసిన చెప్పేసినారు
అది ఒక సైడ్ వేసింటారు
ఒక సైడ్ వేయాలి
ఇంకో సైడ్ వేయని ముడింది అంత మెడిసిన్ ఉంటాయి కదా
అక్కడక్కడికి వచ్చి ఆ డార్క్ కలర్స్ ఉంటాయి అది మంటే వచ్చేసినంత
ఇంత బాగా చేయగలనికి వస్తాయి తక్కువ స్పోర్ట్స్ కూడా అమ్ముతావు మీ పెట్టి పండే ఉండదమ్మా మనకి ప్రచనే నార్మల్ డేస్ ఉంటే బాధలు చేస్తావు అది మరి ఈ 2 నాలుగు అవును అంత పని ముడింది అంత కరెంట్ కూడా పోయి అప్లై చెప్పింది
కరెంట్ ప్లంబర్ వస్తాను చెప్పేసి
ప్లంబర్ వస్తాను చెప్పేసి
బాల్
మెస్ చెప్పండి రే అబ్బా ఊరు ఆరు నా సీట్ వచ్చి అది కట్టి ప్లాస్టిక్ సీట్ వేసి వచ్చేది అని చెప్పింటాను సరే సార్ సరే సార్ ఒరే ఒక మంత్ చేయాలండి మొత్తం చేయి మొత్తం ఇంటి కట్టే
చెప్తాను ఇచ్చి ఇప్పుడు నీళ్ళు ఉడుకు తోట కూడా మన కిచెన్లో ఉండవచ్చు ఒక ఇంత రూమ్ యూజ్ చేసి నాది ఆ పక్క నుంచి పోయి వచ్చేదో తెచ్చి మాన ఇన్సిడెంట్ కూడా వర్క్ చేసుకోవచ్చు మానలో ఎవరు చేయరు నేను ఇప్పుడు వచ్చేదంట మన ఇంటి లోపల వచ్చేది అది ఇప్పుడు దీంట్లో కూడా పూచి పని కూడా లోపల వాళ్ళు క్లీనింగ్ మొత్తం ట్యాంక్ చేసి చెప్పాను అని చెప్పి నేను దీంట్లో పెట్టుకుంటాను పూచి ఒక దిన ట్యాంక్ ఎంత అయిపోతుందో అంత వరకు నష్టం ఎండగా ఉండేది ఒక దినం పిలిచి
పూచి అమ్మ వచ్చే ముందు రెండు ఊరు ట్యాంక్ సెలవు రెండు మూడు నాలుగు పూచి చేసుకుని వాళ్ళకి క్లీన్ చేద్దాం అది బట్టి రెండు ట్యాంక్ మనం ఖాళీ చేయమంటుంది ఆ టైం వస్తే గుడి
అంతగా ఊరికి ఓవర్గా మనం ఏం చేసుకుంటే మన నాన్న అది మీకు
వాళ్ళు క్లీన్ చేయండి చెప్పాలి కావకలు అంతా ఎత్తి
ఈ సైడ్
అది ఇప్పుడు నీళ్ళు ఎత్తేసారి క్లీన్ చేయాలి
ఈ సైడ్ ఈ సైడ్ అది
మోటార్ ఒకటి తీసుకోవాలి మనం
అది ఎందుకు ఇటు కింద వస్తాయి
వాళ్ళు ఆ డిజైన్ దా బయటను వేసింది దాని వాళ్ళు రకాలు చేసినట్లు వాళ్ళు సరి చేస్తున్నారు ఇది పోయి ఇట్లా పోయి ఒకటి ఎక్కుతాయి కదా మరాలా వాళ్ళే డిజైన్ మన చొప్పకనే వేసేసినారు అని నేను చొప్పి దాని వెళ్ళట వరకు సరి చేసేసినారు లోపల ఉండిపోండాలి ఏముండదు అని చెప్పేసి ఇప్పుడు లోపల ఇవ్వాలో అది మరి పూలు వేయడం పడతారు బయటకు
15
రమ్మా ఇది ఏమి వచ్చింది ఆర్చ్ ఉంటాయి ఆర్చ్ బయటకు డిజైన్ రావాలని చెప్తాను ఈ లోపలికి ఏమొచ్చింది ఏం
సూపర్
ఏ డిజైన్ వాళ్ళు వచ్చి దానికి సైడ్కి నశాలంగా చేసిస్తా అని
చెప్పిన
మంచి పని
అందుకని
ఈ లాక్ ఉందా మార్చినారా అండి
మీరు అది మార్చేయండి అంత సామాన్ మార్చే వచ్చి ఇస్తుందన్న వాళ్ళు రేపు పోతారు
ఉంటాయి
వేస్ట్ ఎంత అవుతారు అంతా వెదికి దాటుకోవాలా ఓరికస్ సంగీత్ సంగీతిని పోడ్చినాడు వలచలమ్మా అవునమ్మా ఏలమ్మా నువ్వు నన్ను నుంచి ముడిగలమ్మా నిజర కట్టెలు నువ్వు పూటేస్తుంటే పర్వాలేదు అవ్వ చెప్పాను నువ్వు వచ్చి పూటేస్తా పర్వాలేదు కట్టెలు కట్టెలు
కట్టెలు పూటా
అవును కట్టెలు అవ్వ తాత కట్టెలు దాన్ని పూటవాల పూటేది ఉంటే దాంట్లో అంతా నంబర్స్ వేసి దాన్ని ఇది చేయాలి అది అది ఎప్పుడు వచ్చి చేస్తుంటే பெயிண்டருங்களா? ஆ சரி. ஹலோ ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. சாமான் இங்கேயே வச்சுட்டு போயிருந்தேங்க. மற்ற சாமான் நேற்று வந்து தேடினீங்களா? ஃபுல்லாக அது அது ஃபுல்லாக இருக்கு. யாருக்கு துணி? அங்க துணி இருக்குல்ல. ஓ உங்களுக்கு கிடையாது.
நிறையா Thank you.
கணக்கா
வாங்கிட்டீங்க
நாளைக்கு போகணும்னா அது தமிழ் பண்ணணும் அப்பா இருந்தால் போவோம் அது
நான் போறதுக்கு முன்னால அதை எடுத்துட்டு வந்து பேசிக்கலாம். சரி சரி, என்னென்னு சொல்லிட்டுங்க. நான் சாயந்தரத்துக்கே வாங்கிட்டு கொடுத்தேன்னா ராத்திரிக்கே நீங்க
முடிச்சிருவீங்க.
நான் எழுதிக்கிறேன். இல்ல நம்ம இப்பவே பாத்துக்கலாம். போயிருக்காங்க பவானி ஸ்டோருக்கு, போன் பண்ணா அவங்க வாங்கி
தந்துருவாங்க.
அதான் என்ன எஸ்ஆர் மட்டும் போதுமா? எஸ்ஆர் ஒரு லிட்டரு, அப்புறம் ஆமா மஞ்சள் கடமா அப்படின்னு.
நானே
போய் இப்ப வாங்கிட்டு வந்து கொடுத்துறேன் உங்களுக்கு.
இங்க வாங்க ஒரு நிமிஷம்.
பாத்துருங்கன்னு சொன்னேன் அங்க பாத்துக்கலாமா எல்லா சாமான வந்து
Yeah. Thank you. உள்ள போறது
அது சுவாமிரம் இங்க வச்சு
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. எடுத்துட்டு Thank you. Thank you. ஹலோ,
ஆ மார்னிங் சார். ஆ மனோகர்கிட்ட கொடுத்துரு சார், சிலமெண்ட் வந்துட்டு தான் மாட்டி கொடுத்துருவோம் சார். மனோகர்கிட்ட கடையில் இருக்கான் சிலமெண்ட்டும் அந்த அது மனோகர் வாங்கி மனோகர் அந்த சிலமெண்ட் வந்து வாங்கி அது அதான் மனோகர் வந்து வர இந்த டூ ஏ டாப் இல்லப்பா அந்த இது டேலண்ட் போடல இந்த நல்லா இல்லையா செல்வாங்க
ரெண்டு
வாட்டர் டேக்ஸிங்களா? ஆ, ஆக்சுவலி நான் அங்கே நீங்கள் மாதத்துலேருந்து வந்திருந்தேன். ரீசன்ட்லி வந்து அந்த சாமான்லாம் வாங்கினேன். ஆ, இப்போ வந்துட்டு அது லாங் பாடி இது வர வந்துடும் சொன்னாங்க அந்த கிச்சன் சிங்க் டேப்பு. ஆ, என்னங்க? இல்லைங்க, அது வந்துட்டு வேறு, அது வந்துட்டு கிரவுண்ட்லேருந்து வர மாதிரி இருந்தது. நான் வந்து வால் வால் டாப் டேப் வால்லேருந்து லாங் நெக்ஸ்ட்டு கேட்டிருந்தேன். அது வந்துருச்சுங்களா? இப்போ வந்துருக்க ஒயிட் கலர் கன்ஃபார்ம் பண்ணி சொல்கிறீங்களா? அப்படி இருந்தால் எடுத்துகிட்டு வரணும் கன்ஃபார்ம்னா நான் இங்கே ஈங்கம் பார்க்கறதுலேருந்து சைதாபேட் வரணும். கொஞ்சம் கன்ஃபார்ம் பண்ணி சொன்னீங்கன்னா நான் வந்துமா. ஆ ஆ, வால் சிங்க் வால்லேருந்து அந்த இது வரும், அந்த கனெக்ஷன் வந்து வால்க்கு வரும். பேம்ப்ளெட் டெயில் வந்துருக்கேன். அது வந்துட்டு அந்த என்னவோ மேக்க சொன்னாங்களே, ஃபேன் மேக்க என்ன சொன்னாங்க, வந்துச்சுங்களா? ஏன்னா அன்னைக்கு நான் இப்போ நாலு நாள் முன்னால் நான் வந்தப்போ கூட வரல சொன்னாங்க, அதனால தான் கேட்குறேன். சரி ஓகே. அப்போ இப்போ ரீசெண்டாக வந்திருக்கணும், அவர் இருக்கிறாருங்களா? நான் பேசிட் பண்ணேன், அவர் இருக்கிறாங்களா? ஆ, அவர்கிட்ட கொடுங்க. ஹலோ ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஆ, வந்துச்சுங்களா? என்னோடது இந்த வால்ஸிங் ஸ்டாம்ப், வால் ஸ்டாம்ப் லாங் நெக் வந்துச்சுங்களா? நான் வரலாமா அப்போ? ஏன்னா எனக்கு பிளம்பர்ஸ்லாம் வேலை பண்ணிருக்காங்க, கேட்குறாங்க அதான். ஆ, நான் வந்துடுவா. ஆ, வால் மிக்ஸ் பண்ண வந்துடுவேன். ஓகே. கோகி, 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 அரே கிருஷ்ணா, எத்தனை டைம் கரெக்ட் மன இன்ட்டுக்கு வரட்டா? ஐயோ, நான் கிளினில் இருந்து நேரம் ஒத்தா வந்தேன், ரெண்டு இம்மீடியட்டுக்கும் அக்கடை போவாள் நேனு மனசு பண்ணிக்கு வந்தார். நான் வச்சிருக்கேன், ஒரே நிமிஷம் நான் வச்சிருக்கேன். ஏய், பின்னாடி இருக்கிற கோக்கி, ஹலோ கோக்கி, கோக்கி, இப்படி கொண்ட சாப்பாடு வருதானே, அது கொண்டதான் வேற விஷயம்
இல்ல. இங்க பாருங்க, நான் என்ன சொன்னேன்,
దాన్ని ఇంపి ఆపక వేసేయండి.
கொஞ்சம் அப்புறம் மழை வராம இருக்கிறதுக்கு அது ஒரு சின்ன ரூம். அப்போ
இப்போது கிடப்பட்டே சார்
ஒண்ணுமே செய்யலாம். அந்த ஹோல் இருக்குல்ல ஓபன்
மோட்டர்
பக்கத்துலயே ஒரு நீட்டமா கட்டிட்டு உட்கார்ற மாதிரியே ஆயிடும். அதே டைம் அது மோட்டர்
அதமா ரூம் மாதிரி கட்டவள நல்ல செலவு ஆகும். இப்போது கிடப்பட்டே சார் செலவு பண்ணீங்க
அது மேலயே இந்த இதுவும் இருக்கு. அது தூக்க போறேன். நான் என்ன பண்ணிருக்கேன்
மேனல் மட்டும் ரேஸ் பண்ண போறீங்க.
ஆமா, ஏன்னா சப்போஸ் தண்ணி வந்துச்சுன்னா கூட அது உள்ள போகாம இருக்கிறதுக்கு ஒரு ஒரு 2 அடிக்கு ரேஸ் பண்ண போறோம். 1.5 அடிக்கு
எங்கேயும்
போட்டாச்சு
மூணு போட ரெண்டு எக்ஸ்ட்ரா போட்டுருக்கோம். அதாவது அந்த பக்கத்துக்கு ஒரு பாத்ரூம் இருக்கு.
ஆமா,
அந்த பாத்ரூம் ஒண்ணு, இப்போ இந்த பாத்ரூம் ஒண்ணு. கிச்சனுக்கு வந்து ரெண்டு எக்ஸ்ட்ரா போட்டாங்க. அதுதான்.
ஆமா, சரி ஓகே, ஒண்ணு போட்டாச்சுன்னு விட்டுருங்க. வேறங்க தேவைன்னா கழட்டி போடுறது
வந்து ரொம்ப ஹெவி. 450 ரூபா வாழ்க்கை. இது வந்து 201 ரூபா.
பட் இதெல்லாம் ரஸ்ட் பிடிக்காது. அப்புறம் அதை மட்டும் ரஸ்ட் பிடிக்கும்.
ஃபுல்லா பிராஸ் தானே. அந்த பீச் கிட்ட போட்டீங்கன்னா தான் ஹேண்டில் ஆகும். இங்கே அவ்வளோ சீக்கிரம் போகலாம்.
சரி, நான் வந்துடுறேன்.
ஆ, சரிங்க.
சைதா பெட்ரோல் அப்படி வெல் பீஸ் வச்சு ஜீவ் வாழ்ந்தேன்.
ஏம் ஏம் டிசி வாழ்ந்தேன்.
வாஷ் மிஷினுக்கு டேப் சீன மாற்றி போடுச்சுன்னு. இப்படி மன சிங்க்குக்கு இப்படி நீல் ராவான்ட்டா இப்படி பைப் இஸ்டா தான் மேம் கனெக்ஷன் தரேன். சரின்னு சொத்துனே இப்படி வாடினு ஃபோன் செய்யினேன். வாடேன் சொத்தாடு ப்ளூ டேப் எத்தி நான் சிஸ்டிவிட்டா தான் நான் சொல்லிட்டாரு. ஏன்டா வாடிக்கு 800 ரூபா பெட்டி பெட்டின்னு அவர் இப்படி ப்ளூ வால் வச்சிருக்காருன்னா அது எத்தினோம் சார் நான் வலி பதில் இதிச்ச மாதிரி அது எத்தின்றாலுட்டா நெய்யணும்னு சொல்லி பேசினாரு.